RadioMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management 3 times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your hosts, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another wacky episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo, and I'm joined, as always, by my elder statesman and co-host, John Romano. John, another week, and the house is packed with people.
It sounds packed. It sounds packed and disorganized, well, just like a typical day would be.
It's packed with more than just Whack Packers. I don't even know who some of the people in my house are. And, of course, Mr. G is taking it upon himself to try to sell these people on, even though they're from Canada, on coming to his charity event that he's holding at Governor's Comedy Shop in a couple of weeks.
From Canada?
Yeah, they're from Canada. So, you know, he's talking to them as though they live around the corner and they're going to come hang out at the comedy club with him. The funny thing about the whole comedy crew is that Mr. G is going to perform. You know, Goomba Johnny from the radio show, I think, what is he on, Jeff? Jeff left. He left me stranded here. Goomba Johnny. Goomba Johnny is a radio show personality. I think he's on 10.
Johnny Goomba.
Johnny Goomba? No, it's Goomba Johnny.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's how George always makes me say it. So, yeah.
What radio station is he on?
WKTU.
Anyway, he's going to host this charity event for Chiari's Angels. It's people who have this deficit of the back of their head where their brainstem fuses to their skull and they get these migraine or suicide headaches, they're known as. So Mr. G is told them that the Whack Pack was going to come down and entertain and help raise money for this charity event. And he's going to do his intro act on stage. And he seems to think that it's funny enough to pull off at a comedy shop. Now, Jimmy, what do you think about that? We got Jimmy the Bull in the studio here. Let's get a very big round of applause.
Jimmy!
Yay, Jimmy!
The Bull is back.
What's up, Johnny?
Jimmy, I was just watching videos of you bench pressing.
Yeah, on what?
Were you wearing those Hotskins blue and black striped pants with the short black shirt? You're at the beach. You got the sunglasses on, and you're rocking the big weights.
Yeah, baby.
You kind of changing the subject. I'm asking him a question here.
Oh, God.
I was just giving him some intro. So go ahead.
You're talking about Mr. G.
What do you think about Mr. G if he does his "I Am the Truth" act on stage at Governor's Comedy Shop?
I think they'll throw him fucking out.
Not only does he want to do that, Jimmy, he wants to bring a 300-pound black woman on stage too.
What's he gonna do
with him? And he
what's he gonna do?
He's gonna have sex with her.
He wants to start throwing racial epithets around. He wants someone to dress as the Iron Sheik and to come out of the audience. He wants to reenact basically, WrestleMania.
A death wish.
Yeah. I think he's going to ask the Bull.
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
I think he's cracked.
Lost his mind, man. I think the show has gone to his head. I think he's flipping out.
He's
in character 24 hours a day.
Now,
I mean, I saw him the other day driving down the road in his blazer. He had the fucking, the whole thing on. You know, the wig, the eyeglasses, the fucking the feathers around his neck. I couldn't believe it was him.
Now, he came with a bodyguard tonight, Jimmy. Johnny brought this 7-foot, bodyguard here with him.
You believe this shit, John?
Why does Mr. G need a bodyguard in your house?
We're going to find out when he does his intro a little later.
Because he's scared. Because he's so fucked up. And, you know, people are after him now. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? That's all well and good, but there's a pressing issue that's bothering me that I want to get to right now before we go any further.
Okay.
Because there's bad blood in the house. I want to know why Bobby Smalls is mad at me.
Bobby, you're in the studio.
Johnny, what's up?
Why are you mad at me?
Well, you start two things you don't talk about on the radio. One is kids, and you don't talk about mongoloids. And the other day, you were talking about what's his name being a mongoloid head.
What?
Now,
who are you talking about?
And Dave should apologize to the fans and stuff for that. I don't think it was right.
I didn't call anyone.
What is he talking about?
And you can mock it, and it's funny, but you never mention people's kids, which we never do.
Said that already.
And you never talk about anybody's sickness or anything like that, like mongoloids or.
Are you a mongoloid?
It's Dave, you're gonna do it. You're gonna believe
me. Boyfriend's a Mongoloid.
You don't
what
do
is
it.
He talking about?
I don't know. I don't have any
idea. What the fuck is a Mongoloid?
What are you talking about?
Somebody explain.
Wait. Derek wants to know what a Mongoloid is. Please explain
it
to
him. Jeff will look it up in a dictionary. And also, let me finish.
Please explain.
He's got to come on his intro.
I thought a Mongoloid was with the.
You got to squash it with you and. Whatever's going on between you and Greg Valentino and the other guy at the show, because you were walking around.
First of all, I never said mongoloid on the air, so I don't know what you're talking about. All right, I didn't call anybody a mongoloid.
Like Genghis Khan, the mongoloid.
And certainly I wouldn't install.
I still want to know what the fuck a mongoloid is.
I will discuss it after.
Dave,
didn't
come on, you're
didn't
a genius.
That's a mongol, not a mongoloid.
What is the beat? All right, sorry.
What is it?
You want to do his intro, or you still want to go?
No, just wait a second.
My mind here.
Hold on. Let me clear some things up.
I want to get to the bottom of this.
Technically, they used to call retarded people mongoloids many years ago, I think. Really? Until they became politically correct.
I never heard that expression.
I didn't say you guys meant anything by it. I never said it.
I was always called a retard.
You never got called a mongoloid?
Yeah, a retard. That's all I know. Yeah. I never heard of a mongoloid. I always thought that was like Genghis Khan and the fucking...
That's Mongol.
No, it's funny, but you do offend people. And those are things...
When did we say it?
It was three or four... Five shows ago.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't even know.
Bobby,
can we move on with this?
Robbie, you fucking brought it up. Right?
I thought Dave was better than all this, and he should get on once in a while and just apologize.
What the hell is he talking about?
We're gonna fuck our Iron Asylum shirts.
And another thing. Don't talk about anybody's business on the air.
It's not business. Where the fuck are our Iron Asylum shirts?
Nobody's business on the air. Okay, let's move on with the show here.
Bobby, don't talk about anybody's hemorrhoids on the air.
Hold on. I got to bring up one more thing. I want to thank Diego, who brought Chinese food tonight, John. And I actually got to fill up my chalice that he bought me last week with some wine that Jimmy brought over.
I got a little
over.
More, bro.
Give me a little of the Jimmy Moore. Jimmy's getting me drunk.
Hey, are you guys drinking?
Yeah, Shiraz.
Yeah.
I'm drinking, too.
Oh, you are? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking vermouth.
Vermouth?
You old guinea bastard, you.
Vermouth on the rocks.
Now, Diego told me something. We in the other room.
Wait, tell him about Diego's giving us these nice wine glasses.
I just said that he gave us a chalice. He gave Jimmy one too.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that was a chastity.
Jimmy got a Jimmy got a goblet. I got a chalice.
A goblet, baby.
I still want to know who I called the mongoloid in Bobby's
world. About the mongoloid thing. All right,
I'm upset about this.
You'll discuss it off the air with him.
I would never insult a mongoloid by comparing him to anybody we know.
Did you bury the hatchet now?
Who's?
It's over.
Well, you said he said you were mad at
him. Diego came in here and he was nice enough to bring Chinese food today. Now,
right.
He called me up before he came to the studio. He said, "You want food?" Now, it's kind of like an ongoing joke already, you know, with Diego bringing food. But there was like 60 people in my house. So I'm like, you know what? Yeah, bring food. So he brought over Chinese food. I'll probably never taste a piece of it. I'm sure everyone's devoured it already. But
no, there's some left.
There is some left.
Yeah. Correct.
You leave me the noodles.
I was told to save two.
No, there's some chicken and broccoli with the rice.
All right.
I was told to save two plates.
The irony of the whole thing, John, is that I'm like, Diego, how did you know what to get? He's like, oh, I walked into the Chinese place, and they said, oh, you want Dave's typical order, usual order. And they gave him exactly what I always wanted. So.
Oh, my God.
But speaking of Chinese, I almost got hit again with another Chinese.
I know. I was going to bring that up.
They're fucking after me now.
You got run over by the Chinese.
They must be, because I'm talking about it, they must be like it's in the air. They're after me. I almost got clipped twice by two Chinese people. That's no bullshit.
What happened this time?
I was coming up to a red light and I was on my bike and I caught over to the right side of the lane. I was in the lane, but I kind of just leaned to the line. And this Chinese chick just rolled up alongside me like she was just going to pass me up in the lane. You know what I'm saying? So I rolled up alongside her, and I was revving the pipes and yelling at her. She just smiled and kept going, man. These people are...
They're trying to get rid of
they're fucking,
what's with the smile, Jimmy?
I don't know, man. They're always smiling, man. You know, she looks at me and just smiled and kept going. Like I don't know. What you think? I was like saying hello or something?
You're going to be...
I was fucking screaming and yelling at her. Like, yeah. You know.
I think Jimmy's former relatives were like in...
Tibet.
They were in Genghis Khan's mongoloid army, John. Getting punished now for it.
Mongrel.
Mongoloid, what's the difference? All right, let me ask you a question, Jimmy. You said you missed last week's meeting because you were in the you were at the Freemasons Lodge, you told me.
Yeah, I did.
What goes on there? We were speculating a little bit.
I can't discuss what goes on in the Freemason Lodge, man.
Actually, it's interesting we bring this up because today on the History Channel, and they'll be playing it, they're going to air it one more time tonight, is they're doing a whole thing on the behind the scenes of the Da Vinci Code, and they talk all about the Freemasons and then the Knights Templar and all of that. So you can understand all about the Freemasons if you watch that documentary. Yeah.
But Jimmy, being a member of, are you actually a Freemason?
Yeah, I am.
Now, being a member of the Freemasons, do they share all the secrets with you?
I can't say.
Well, but what's the difference? I mean, you don't have to tell us the secrets.
No, you can't say.
I can't talk about it.
I don't think he's in that.
Jimmy's inside.
He definitely is. If he says he can't
next
say.
Next subject.
Jimmy is in a gray area.
You gotta understand something. Freemasons are all over the world. There's members everywhere.
Right.
When you go to the King Cullen to buy your chicken.
Right.
A Freemason might be serving you.
Oh, really?
At the cashier.
Well, how do you get into the Freemasons?
You got to be. You have to know one. You have to be sponsored.
Sponsored.
Right.
You know, Isaac Newton was a Freemason.
Like a whole, it's a whole interview, and they do a whole investigation on it.
What was your interest in getting involved with them?
I'm a history guy. You know, I love history. I love like how the country started and you know, beyond that, and that's how I got involved.
Let me ask you a trivia question. Since I've been watching this documentary all day, who was the first Freemason?
The first Freemason?
Yeah. Tell me about how it started. Who was the first Freemason?
Well, it started back at the Solomon's Temple, you know, King Solomon.
Very good. Yeah. Wow. He was the stonemason building King Solomon's Temple, right?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
And Hiram Abiff was the Grand Master Architect at that time.
That's right. Jimmy's got it down. I believe him now.
You could. It's online. I mean, you could find all that. You know, the information. You know, the origin of it and how they went through, you know, each, all the eras of time.
But is it true what they say, where they have all these treasures, and you know, they have these movies about them, like the national treasure and all that stuff?
You know, they've been around a long time, Dave. It's right. You know, we're talking about an organization, a fraternity that's been around for centuries and centuries.
Now, let me give you an example. Would someone like Derek Anthony be able to get into the Freemasons?
You have to be a certain age?
Let's take a look at him.
Would you sponsor him?
I'll tell you the truth. If he sparked interest, you know, if he was interested, and you know, I would sponsor him. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dave.
Let me educate you. This Biggie Smalls. Take out a dollar bill.
I know they have this all the symbology on there.
Tell these guys what it is.
It's a little eye. The little.
You want me to tell them?
No, it's a triangle. They got the
triangle with an M in the middle.
You got to stay some. Freemason goes back to the beginning of the country. Our forefathers started this country. You know, it was all. You've seen the History Channel.
It kind of could have started like the Whack Pack started, just here. I mean, we could be a secret society in 100 years from now.
Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, they were all Freemasons.
Jimmy the Bull, John Romano.
George Bush Sr., they were all Masons.
John Wayne, Henry
Ford. Yeah, it's a pyramid.
Isaac Newton.
President Ford.
Right.
It's all different
Leonardo
kind of
da Vinci.
Well, it depends. I mean, I guess you got to take an interest, but I always thought it. You had to. Yeah, I guess you have to be inducted by someone, huh?
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
have
one
to be.
You got to
be sponsored in.
All right,
well,
look,
you know, to be a Mason, you have to. You know, you have to have. You want to have to better yourself and
like. Matter what nationality
you're? No, it doesn't matter. Well, actually, it started with the Jewish people. I mean, King Solomon was Jewish, and that's where it all started. The Masons,
can you be Colombiano?
We have a Spanish lodge. We have we have many lodges. I mean, it's all over. We're worldwide, bro. It's not you know. It's really. It's a big organization. We're all over the place. What country is your homeland?
It's Mexico. Colombia. I'm not sure which one, but I'm from.
No, I mean, look, he was born in the U.S. I mean, like, you know, like Sicily is my heritage, you know. So
I came over on the raft.
What's your heritage?
A
boat.
A banana boat? It's a banana and a chocolate boat.
We don't even need Diego. We got Jeff.
Well, I'm sure they're tied into that, too.
No, Colombia. And I was imported. Yeah, I was born over there.
Oh, you were born in Colombia.
He was brought over with the cocaine.
I'm sure you can find many lodges over in Colombia.
With
cucaracha.
All right, I think Mr. G is ready for his intro, so he's got his bodyguard there. I'm going to shut the door here, John, and I'm going to turn the video camera on.
Are we getting a tan over here?
Yeah,
that light is for purposes of videotaping.
Oh,
Jimmy.
I see.
We're sophisticated now.
Oh, I thought I was getting a tan.
All right, the door is closed, John, just to give you guys
All right.
some... And now the light needs to be stay on there. Because,
let's hear it.
Light. Here
can
we go.
Can I get the samurai sword when he comes in or no?
It's very quiet. I don't know what's going on here.
This guy fucking drops some shit. Watch your ankle.
I hear a lot of dead air. That's all I know. I can start talking about the next subject. Oh, here we go.
God.
So, wow.
I hear music.
This music is stepping up, man.
The same music as last week.
Bodyguard just walked in, John. Very large man.
It's like the day the world stood still.
But why does he need
one? Like Men in Black. I don't know. Mr. G has yet to come in. Actually, last week they took the intro down off the YouTube.
They took it down?
Music violation, man.
That's why I play my own.
Yeah, you get sued. Still have to see Mr. G.
G, the truth, Hulk, Godfather, and I say, listen to the Whack Pack Show. If you and you and you and yes, all of you across the world want to see Derek Anthony feel and go down in defeat against the Troll! Oh, say whack back! What?
Whack back!
What?
Whack back!
What?
Whack back!
What?
Whack back!
What?
Whack back!
What?
Whack back!
What? I love you guys! Hello, John.
That's awesome.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Biggie Smalls.
What's up, G?
Hello, Jimmy the Bull. I got some panties for you. What's up, D.A.?
Yo, yo.
Yo, you what's remind up? Me of a chicken that got his head cut off.
What's up, Diego? Jeff, the producer. And I want you to say hello to a new guy. Apparently, chicks have been following me all over the place. I got so many fans now that I am, yes, the Godfather. And I need a bodyguard now. Say hello to Dumbbell Broski. Dumbbell Broski. Dumbbell Broski, yes.
Now, Mr. G, let me ask you something. Derek Anthony, maybe I should ask Derek. Derek, you challenged Mr. G to some kind of a showdown on the RX muscle boards. What was that all about?
Just put up or shut up. He gets a client, I get a client. And we'll see who can, the best transformation.
So you think you're a better trainer than Mr.
Absolutely.
G?
Absolutely. I don't feel it's all about talking. I show results. Fat, skinny, tall, whatever. Let's get it on.
Mr. G, what do you think about that?
I don't need all the ranting and raving and costumes and all that. I'll put results.
Yo, Mr. G, I got one question.
The guy, and if all the fucking, and all the, everybody out there, it's nothing personal with him. I respect what he does. He's got his style, I got my style. So everybody starting shit and wars, you can calm down, all right? I got a lot of respect for this guy. But we're having some fun, all right? Gizzard-each.
Gizzard-each!
I got a question.
Spell that, Gizzard-each!
Where did you find those glasses, bro?
Those are bad.
These glasses?
Yeah.
Well, I sent my bodyguard.
There you go.
My bodyguard, Dumbbell Broski.
Yeah.
He went into a special place.
Luca Brasi?
No, Dumbbell Broski.
Oh, Dumbbell Broski.
Yeah, no, okay. Luca Broski was the Godfather. Right. I'm the Godfather
Luca.
Training.
No, Luca Broski worked for the Godfather.
Yeah, right.
He was muscle.
He didn't live too long.
He didn't.
He slept with the fishes.
Luca Broski ended up sleeping with the fishes.
They gave him the cheese wire.
Yeah.
So, right. So I have Dumbbell Broski.
Okay.
He's my guy.
All right.
Well, listen, I'm the God. And when it comes to training, though, I'm the fucking Godfather. I was the first one to start training people back 32 years ago when nobody was training anybody. The certifications and all these things, a piece of paper. You go, what? You can make wallpaper with that. I have a degree, and my degree is in results. And the results speak for themselves because I have real clients. Just like the other day when I brought here Stacy or Tracy, the super MILF. Tracy was no MILF. She was an ELF. She was an ELF. There was no M in front of her. She was an ELF before I got to her. She was 225 pounds, overweight her whole life, 48 years old. She walked into my doors 2 years ago at a size 22. I brought her in here today, and there's not one of these guys that wouldn't do her.
Where is she?
She
I got to take her shirt off, Jimmy, too. Missed it.
Where is she? Yeah, show us.
No, last
she
week.
Went down to a size 4.
I got her top off, too. She showed
Jimmy
us something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that, wow, I missed talking all that. About that, weren't we going to get like a porn star no, with like M cup tits or something like that?
Yeah,
today?
Derek was supposed to bring Lisa Lips here.
Yeah, that girl stalked me and harassed me. She wanted me to drive it. Yeah, I was like, yo, you need to chill, so... Give her the boot.
All I can say is when we go live, I got a surprise for you motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a surprise.
Speaking of surprises.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of surprises, hold
it's
on
coming.
A second.
It's coming like a fucking thunderstorm,
Jimmy,
brother.
I got a surprise for you. Hold on.
What's he got now?
I don't know. He's taking his
headset off. Yo, I want to sneeze with them fucking feathers. You got to get rid of him, please.
Taking his
first of all, he never trained anybody. I trained him.
Oh, don't get me started now. You're going to try to take credit for Mr. G now?
He never worked out with weights. I played sports in high school. He never played nothing.
Come on. Come on.
I had everything. I had the first weight set. I had everything. I had a speed bag. A heavy bag. He never worked. He was doing cocaine up his nose.
Yo, Dave, I'm getting scared.
Dumbbell Broski, do me a favor. Give the package to Jimmy.
They brought a package.
Oh, look at this.
They got Jimmy a gift for Jimmy. Jimmy, don't take...
Don't open it, Jimmy.
Don't take gifts from Greeks, right? Isn't that an expression?
Can you film it? Can you film this?
You're aware of Greeks bearing
you're
gifts.
You're getting the
ish. Jimmy's opening up the bag. Hopefully nothing will explode in my house, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's in there, Jimmy?
Oh, Mr. G brought over a bag full of panties.
Jimmy, they've been fermenting for the last 3 weeks.
Oh my God!
Who's that from the MILF?
Three weeks. I got a couple of MILFs.
Wait, how long these been sitting in the bag? Yo, how long?
It's no good. They all cross-mogenated now. So
yeah,
you're not gonna be able to tell them apart.
They gotta be fresh, man.
No,
hold on,
Jimmy. I had him touch
stuff. Sniffing the panties. Give it another whiff, Jimmy. Jimmy,
Hey, Dave, was she hot?
Oh, that's a nasty bitch, man. That's a nasty...
Wait, don't catch yet, Jimmy. You don't
give it another try, Jimmy.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can. One more quick one. Oh, my God.
Jimmy smelling the panties,
that's disgusting.
By the way.
I didn't want to meet that bitch.
We'll hold these over here.
I got visual proof for all the board members.
I know the panties, who they go to.
He sniffed a pair of black panties. Now he's going for a pair of pink panties.
Oh, here we go. What's this here?
Now, Jimmy, hold on. The last pair that you sniffed, before
yes,
you sniffed this pair,
absolutely.
What did you pick up from it? Anything that you could tell us?
Yeah, I did, yes.
What?
She's an Italian girl in her mid-20s, and she's very poor hygiene.
Really?
Yes, right. She doesn't clean her snatch, and I smelled ass and vagina. It's disgusting.
Hold on. Before you go to the next...
As a matter of fact, I think she jogged about 3 or 4 miles before she took them off. All right?
Hold on, Jimmy. Don't sniff another pair yet. Mr. G, was that correct?
Well, let him sniff all
the... All right, sniff
let's
them
save
all
the
first.
Black ones for last.
He just did the black ones.
He's
going to tell him they're his. Right? You're going to tell me they're yours. Now you want them, right?
I didn't wear
on the fucking treadmill, right?
Let's try the next ones. What, the pink pair?
Okay, hold on. Let's check it out. First, I got to take a visual on it, all right?
You got to clean your palate first, Jimmy. Yeah.
And Jimmy, by the way, I had them freshened up.
I got to get that stench out of my fucking mouth.
That's why all the listeners out there, yes, 3 weeks ago, these were warm, but then today, I called up all the girls and had them refreshing them up for Jimmy.
Oh.
So you got double stench.
So they
yeah. You got dried up stench and you got new,
Mr.
new
G,
stench.
Did you make sure they each wore the right pair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, there's the right broad put on the right.
Cross pollination. Yeah.
She didn't like one girl didn't have one on. Then she gave it to another girl, and they like you mixed
no,
it.
No.
That's cross pollination, no. Jimmy.
Yeah. Cross pollination. Yeah, we don't want that because that's very bad.
Dave, how did the chest look? Was it really big?
Let's see. Hold on.
It was good. It was nice for fake tit boobs. Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
Let me take a sniff here. Hold on.
He's sniffing the pink pear now, John.
So good.
He's like a fine connoisseur. What do you think, Jimmy?
Now, this is a nice girl here. She's really? Very, she's clean. Yeah, she's very takes care of herself. She cares about what she wears. Notice the pink panties.
Right.
Not like the black. Usually the blacks are like, you know, strippers. They're skeevy bitches. This one here, I think she cares about herself.
All right, so
I got to look for marks. Hold on.
Don't be making fun of strippers, Jimmy. I love strippers.
No marks. Very good.
You visually inspect and then
see. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. What else we got
Don't
here?
Don't put it on the fucking mic.
What else we got here?
That's the part, the side part.
How many pairs do you bring, Mr. G?
Hold on, let's see what we got.
What was that?
Two. What we got here?
He's got a lot of pairs there.
And I got three.
You can do the ones with the black with the pink outline there. Those look pretty cool.
What the fuck is that? What, with the, this one here?
Yeah, do that. I mean, it looks the most, it looks nice.
That's definitely
that's a hot
These are really, really small panties, yeah.
These are sexy panties here, man.
All right.
I like them.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this is a petite girl here. This girl's got to be no more than like 5'6".
63 pounds.
Yeah, she's light. I could just tell by looking at him, all right?
All right. Give him a sniff. Let's see what...
I got to look for stains. Hold on.
I like
stains. Oh!
There's right some there. Skin marks?
Oh!
Yeah.
Right
oh, shit. That's a cum stain.
There's the stains right there.
That's not good, Jimmy?
No, nah, that's very bad, man. That's very bad.
They're black, though, aren't they, Jimmy?
Matter of fact, there's even like hair stuck to it. I don't even know if I could smell
Jimmy,
this, man.
Okay.
This
is Jimmy, you smell what?
Let me just
prove
with this. Hold on.
Oh,
it's too much perfume, man. You know what that means? She's covering the stench. she probably does is she probably wears this underwear more than once or twice, you know, three times, you know, maybe three, 4 days out of the week. And with the disguise, the smell, because she's a disgusting fucking pig.
So
she probably sticks perfume and shit down there with her finger,
yeah.
You know, to freshen up the fucking brajol.
Is that what they do?
Do that again.
And then she puts
Jimmy,
the underwear
do that again.
Back
How
on.
Do that? Do
she
that.
Fucking like does that? It like yes. that. She puts a little perfume. She fucking, then she puts the underwear on. And that's what the fucking perfume is. Get that shit out of here.
Hold on, Jimmy.
Wait, Jimmy. What kind of girl is it? You gotta still guess the girl.
I did guess it.
What does she look like?
What does she look like?
I told you, she's about 5'6", a little white Italian girl. That's what she is.
All right.
Hold on.
I gotta ask a question, Jimmy. Hold on.
All right.
I never heard of this technique before. The chicks actually put... They put perfume on their finger and they shove it up there?
Oh, yeah. You never knew that?
No, I never heard that.
What they do is, like, if they wear, like, an underwear for, like, maybe more than one, you know, once or twice, what they do is they put a little dab of perfume on their middle finger and they shove it up in their pussy there and they fucking rub it. And then they throw their underwear on it, and then, like, the stench that's on the underwear from the other day, the perfume gets on it so it don't stink that bad.
Fucking great.
Now, is that comparable to, like, washing your armpits in the sink?
Yeah, right. It's like a military base. They do that like it was a Marine Corps. We used to stand over a steel pot helmet and wash your balls in your fucking armpit. Because you were in the fucking middle of the woods, you had
like,
no shower.
Like a bodega.
So you took your canteen, you fucking filled up the fucking helmet, right? And you fucking got naked and you squat down, you wash your fucking nuts in your armpits. That's what we did.
No one here was in the army.
That's called a helmet bath. The chicks do the same thing, but they do a little more style. You know, they use the perfume. All right? What do we got here now?
That's the same thing I had to do when I crossed the Panama Canal.
What? You rub a little perfume on yourself?
Yes, I squat. I stick it in my pussy.
That's exactly what they do. Well, what do we got here now? Hold on.
He's got an all black pair with a little lace on it, looks like.
What the fuck? Oh, here we go. This is the way.
These look like real slutty panties.
Yeah.
That's a heavy chick.
Yeah, look,
they got some like string
the lace. The lace is stuck together.
They look like Days
Ex girlfriends. They're so crusty that the lace is stuck.
Mr. G, you gonna remember what all the who are these
panties? I remember.
I'm trying to like visualize like
I've been sniffing them for three fucking weeks.
Like this, right?
I've been jerking off sniffing them too.
So let's see here.
That's a big girl.
Yeah, look at this here.
That is a large girl.
That's disgusting. Well, first of all, the bitch left the tags on here, so all these tags are up a twat. You see these tags over here?
Oh, you're supposed to cut them off?
She don't give a fuck. They're all up a fucking snatch over here. You want nylon tags up your fucking snatch?
So they usually cut those off,
wow.
Jimmy?
Yeah, they cut them off. You don't want all this
Why
up
would they
your
put a tag
snatch.
Right in the snatch area?
Are you believe it? That's unbelievable, right?
Right?
Yeah, because they wear them and then they return them so they can buy another pair.
Is that what it is?
No, they cheat, man.
That's disgusting, bro.
They do that in Colombia, I bet, right?
All right, this girl's a little on the heavy side. She's a little chunky.
She's a fat bitch.
Now, you know these chicks?
Yeah, all of them.
You know
he
all
probably
of them,
trains
right?
them all.
This ain't the girl from Boston, is it?
Oh, Boston!
Boston Blue. Boston Blue.
What girl from Boston?
Boston Blue.
Boston Blue with the fucking mannequin. Where is she tonight with the fucking
they
picture?
Broke the mannequin apart.
Oh, there's the fucking hat.
John's son Max broke the mannequin apart.
Hold on, I gotta smoke this. Hold on.
He disassembled
it. He tore it up.
He thought it was a Mr. Potato Head.
Well, at least she's clean.
Jimmy sniffed
it. Clean. She's clean. She's immaculate, this girl.
Really?
Yeah,
after the skid marks?
There's no skid marks on these. She's very clean. There's no skid marks here. The tag up her swat. I can't understand that, but there's no smell or nothing like that. So she's a very clean girl, man. Okay. I like this girl.
So who does this girl look like then?
She's good. This girl is probably about, I would say, maybe no more than like 5'5".
Korean girl.
Yeah, that girl's a big girl. Korean.
Well, I didn't say she's fuck. I said her height. I didn't say what her weight was.
What's her weight?
I would say she's probably about 1.5 strong.
Really?
You sure, Jimmy?
150.
Jimmy. Yeah. Are you sure? Maybe we'll give another sniff. Another big sniff, Jimmy. I don't know. I'll give you another try now.
Hold on. All right, be quiet. You're rid of my fucking,
Jason.
Hold on. You know, I'm actually starting to smell something in here now. Before I didn't.
Jimmy, your nose is not getting
Let me get another sip of water.
Because the sweat from his fingers is making it,
I know what happens. When you sniff too much of this shit, it gets stuck in your nose. Your scent goes off, you know? It's like a dog, you know, when you put one piece of cloth on the dog's nose, he goes.
Yeah.
You can't put 3 or 4 on this fucking nose, he gets confused.
Yeah.
Starts running in circles.
We gotta get a nasal spray, John, for to clean his palate off.
No, he's gotta sniff coffee.
I take it back. The girl is probably about 5'6". I'd say maybe she's about maybe 130, this girl. Yeah. Blondish hair.
Blonde hair, really?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
I could just tell by the hair that's stuck in the tag.
All right, do one more.
And
do
George ain't fucking her.
Why isn't he fucking her, Jimmy? Where do you get
because
that
there'd be more fucking shit on her fuck discharge on her underwear because God knows where his fucking dick has been. Now, hold on, let's see what we got here.
Jimmy, you saw the girl I fucked.
Huh? I never seen the girl you fucked.
One of them.
Oh, at the shop?
Yeah.
At the
shop?
I did, yeah.
What's going on here?
I did. I'll take it back.
Thanks for trying to back me up.
Yeah, I did. I'll take it back. I'm getting old, bro. You know?
All right, what about this next one? It's kind of like a white pair with flowers on it.
This girl is like a half a fag here. All right, hold on.
Can a girl be a half a fag, Jimmy?
Absolutely. Oh, you never heard of that?
I heard of it about a guy, but not a girl.
She likes dick and pussy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a half a fag.
That's good.
But that's a great.
That's what a half a fag is. Oh,
so she's bisexual.
Yeah, let's see here. Well, this girl here, she's like she could be a school teacher or something like that because she's not very flamboyant. You know what I mean? So she's got these flowers. Yeah, you know what I mean? So she's low key, you know? She's probably about, I'd say 5'6". I'd say she's about 135 too, and she's got brown hair. I didn't sniff her now. Let me get a little sniff here.
Right.
Hold on. And she's very clean. So this girl is like very nice chick.
You date her?
I would date her. Yeah, she's very nice. She's right.
Mr. G, why don't you give us the results?
Chick. Okay, result.
How do you remember?
Give us the results.
All right, first we'll start with the one he just sniffed.
Right.
The one he just sniffed. And by the way, he got 4 out of 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. The first one happens to be.
The last one.
When I first came here, you guys didn't. When I was speaking to those Canadian chicks, I told one of the girls what we were doing, and she actually agreed to take off her panties and give them to me. So that's from the.
Which one was it?
They were cute.
You smell like far north or something, you know?
Can't tag was far north. No, they were hot. That's what threw you off, Jimmy.
Wait, the Hold chicks on. That were here tonight?
Yeah.
The girls that John Mutton came with?
Yeah.
She took her fucking underwear off?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one on the left, right? Not the black hair one, the other one, right?
The blonde.
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it. I was right on, man.
You smelled her through without you.
Low key, nice, laid back, right? There you go. I know what the fuck I'm doing, man.
All right, who's the next pair?
Diego, the pair.
Well, let me just clarify something here. That underwear there was that girl on the lighter girl, right? Yeah. I would say, okay, I was right.
Dave, you didn't think she was hot?
She's cute.
These are the ones that you said that it was
the lace black ones.
The lace black ones,
right?
Big girl.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the one that you were semi. This girl happens to be a big,
huge 5 foot. You said the 5 foot five, the height was right.
Right. Right.
But she weighs about 450.
See, I told you, fat girl.
She works.
But I did say it was disgusting.
She
right?
works at she works at Pathmark and she has red hair.
She was, I said it was disgusting, whatever the hell it was, right?
She goes, yeah, she goes, my man loves these black laces.
Hold on, how does a woman 450 pounds get those panties on there, like, get string?
Have you ever seen what these Benefloss on a dental office?
You ever seen what these, but you couldn't see it. You couldn't see it.
It's like Norbit. You ever seen Norbit?
Hold on, Jim. I got to ask Jimmy a question here, John.
That's right.
I got to ask Jimmy a question.
These chicks have no shame.
When you're 450 pounds.
When did she take them off? Did she take them off in the supermarket?
She went back in the bed. Actually, she did.
Did she really?
I went to see,
actually asked her to take her panties off?
Yeah, I know. I've known her for a long time.
He does know. Yeah.
I
know
wonder why they smell nasty, man.
You want to have the most fun in your life, the best, nicest people in the world.
I got to
go to the black.
I got to get that shit out of my nose, man.
Go to the black community, right? And go in their supermarket. They're the friendliest, nicest people so you have the most.
She's a black woman with red hair and 450 pounds?
Red hair, yeah. She has 8 boyfriends. I told you.
God.
8 boyfriends.
All right, hold on.
All skinny little guys too. All skinny than the
I'm
other.
Not asking you guys. I don't want you guys keep quiet for me. I'm
gonna
ask John.
I want to ask John this smelling question. Fucking business, man. I don't know, man.
John, doesn't it seem, you know, if a girl is 5'5" and weighs 450 pounds, that she'd probably have a lot of trouble riping her ass?
It would seem that there would be some challenges in that endeavor, yes.
Or wiping the other thing, you know, or snatch.
When I have a good back workout, I can't wipe my ass.
I would imagine if I was 5'5 and weighed 450 pounds and had an ongoing daily, you know, hygiene issue, I would probably spend some money on some type of personal hygiene equipment that,
like
hose or some crap that goes to the toilet.
John,
you know what I'm saying?
She probably don't take those fucking things off. She probably showers with them, sleeps with them, every goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? Now it's too much trouble for her to take it out of a crack of her ass.
Now, that's pretty disgusting.
Assuming Jimmy, she has trouble wiping her ass. It would probably account for a lot of
the stench,
the marks, and the stench.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely, no doubt.
You think that's why they're black too? Because they probably hide
course.
The stains.
Absolutely, of course. Everybody knows that's a known thing. You wear dark clothes, you cover it. You know, now, if you're gonna wear pants for 2-3 days, you wear dark, right?
Now,
This chick used to do splits. This chick was limber, man. This chick could do splits. I gotta bring her in. You guys will freak out.
So did she do a split in those things before she gave them to you?
Yeah, I used to tease her all the time. I go, come on, big black mama, do those splits for me. I used to, and she would do splits. She'd get out there and dance and do splits.
Did that turn you on at all?
Yeah.
All right, what about the next pair of panties, right. Mr. G?
Big is beautiful, Jimmy.
The next pair, okay.
A lot of loving.
Where are
the pink ones hanging there.
All right, the pink ones. The pink ones, you said a dainty chick, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, this happened. These panties, you happen to be correct on that, right?
Wow.
These panties come from a good client of mine, Stacy the Horny Jew.
Nice.
Right? Wow. And she's a very horny Jew, right? And she's about 5'2".
Even Jimmy's laughing. He can't keep a straight face. John, Jimmy's dying.
Don't look at my board.
I sniffed him. I know. I told you. So go ahead. Continue.
Does she have good hygiene, though?
What Jew doesn't have good hygiene? Come on, are you kidding me? She does. Why are you fucking?
I told
her,
she was
done.
A clean girl, petite. You know, I told you. I said that.
And you said you'd date her, right?
I said I would. Yeah.
This chick is she's single too. She's just recently divorced, so she's hot to go.
Wow.
Yeah, Jimmy, are you single or still with somebody?
No, I'm with Denise. I'm living with Denise.
What kind of hygiene, Jimmy?
I'm just here to do the test. I ain't here to indulge anything.
Jimmy, you're good with racial stereotypes. So I know that Mr. G said the Jews are usually clean down there.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, yeah. Well, they don't know nothing else.
All right. What about the...
That's all it does.
They don't fucking cook. They don't do nothing. What? They shop and clean themselves.
Right, that's right.
How can they not be clean?
What about the...
If they're going to fucking something else, I say there's something wrong.
You want to turn the chick on? Just give her a credit card. She fucking gets wet in the
pants.
Believe
me. I know. I've been in enough homes in my life.
Hold on.
I know,
what about the Colombians?
The Colombian
Diego's
girls?
Country.
Well, they...
Are they clean down there?
Yeah, they're clean. The Spanish girls are clean. But you know what it is? They're workers, so there could be a little stench down there. Because they cook, they clean, they do it. You can be misled by a little stench, thinking it's a nasty girl, but it ain't because they're worker horses.
But it smells good sweat. It's not
it's
bad.
Good, you're right, it is. It's a good,
that's
it's
why
a
I told
good,
you
know, when you smell it, you know it's a good working chick. You know what I mean?
And she worked hard, Jimmy.
Yeah.
some don't like the panties line, so a lot don't wear panties.
You're right. That's true.
I smell the jeans.
Yeah, you gotta go for the jeans. Yeah, you gotta go for the jeans. Yeah,
that's true.
I had a girlfriend, Lourdes. She was a Spanish chick. She never wanted to wear.
I'm more Spanish woman expert. I'll bring some panties.
Bring me the panties, man.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Why do the
fucking wine over here?
How can the Spanish women don't like to wear panties?
It's too much trouble. They ain't got time. They're always doing it. They're taking care of fucking 10 kids. Their man, the house, laundry, the fucking bills. Who's got time to put panties on?
Besides, they're fucking so much, they don't get down to business.
But if you don't wear panties, doesn't the stuff like leak out, you know, and stain your pants?
I don't wear underwear.
No. Not if you got a good douche going.
Yeah, but you don't have a hole in your between your legs there. It's leaking stuff.
All right, come on. Let's go on to the next pair on the way over there. What do you got?
With the chihuahua.
A chihuahua?
A clean chihuahua.
What's the next pair?
When you said eat chihuahua, I visualize this smooth dog. Horrible things.
Right. What about the black ones with the pink stripe?
Remember the black ones?
Yeah, nasty. I do.
It was a nasty girl?
Yeah, I did say that, yeah.
Yeah, this is a Puerto Rican chick. You know, she's about, she's actually Puerto Rican and Chinese. All right, stripper chick.
I told you.
You know. You're right.
You
know. You're right. Wow. You're right.
You see?
You're 100% right.
I'm telling you. I know my shit, man.
And I was to go to the last ones here.
The last
black
ones?
These black ones you said.
What do you say about the black ones?
Oh, they were nasty.
I did.
I think. Did you say nasty with those?
No, really nasty.
Want to take another shot?
Hey, we don't want him to get this wrong.
I forgot.
It's going to ruin his perfect record.
Let me look at you. Let me see.
They kind of have like some kind of
this chick was clean, man.
It's stiff of in the thing there.
I hope I don't hear John typing on a keyboard.
Why not?
Because you're supposed to be doing the show.
I'm typing to you. You won't answer me.
I'm not answering. I'm busy here. I got dice here.
John, shut the fuck up. I'm sniffing. Nah, she's clean, man.
What does she look like, though?
Wait,
she's
clean. Change. What does she look like?
I didn't change. I didn't say that chick was nasty.
Does she look like she's
I didn't. I said she was probably about 5'6", dark hair.
And, blonde wig on? And
she's, but she's not I like a school teacher like that. Like that.
Huh? It said she smelled like ass.
I did?
Yeah. Good call, Dave. You sure he wants to turn
to... Give me these fucking things, man. I'm getting all fucked up over here. One more sniff.
Jimmy, blow your nose first.
Let me get a hit of wine. I gotta clear the nasal.
I'll have dumbbell brass and get you a
tissue.
Okay, hold on. Maybe I was sniffing them backwards.
My head hurts from laughing.
Hold on, Jimmy. Dumbbell brass is getting a tissue here.
He's gonna give me.
Is this even considered a show anymore or what?
This is like too much time on one thing, you know.
Okay, here we go.
Give it to me. Yeah. Hold on.
This is the last fucking pair.
Jimmy,
right?
give us your
hold on.
You almost ate the panties.
She's nasty.
Out.
Get that fucking shit out of here.
Now he said it's nasty.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I smelled the
last pair.
I said those fucking underwears are double pleated. You see the fucking double stitch over here?
He's right.
Yeah, that's right. Behind there is all the stench.
So all you whack pack fans out there, the last pair that Jimmy, the Iron Bull slash Angry Bull says been worn by some nasty, nasty, dirty, horrible, stinky, stenchy, wenchy bitch.
They're his, right?
Well, I gotta tell you.
They're yours.
I gotta tell you. I wore these things.
Well, I wasn't too far from the truth, brother.
That was great.
That's right.
Jimmy's 6'6".
Oh, man.
I fucking wore them for a fucking week. Jimmy, I had them.
Oh, my God. No wonder why my fucking nose hairs are burning. Out of my fucking
head. Mr. G in the thong.
I tell you, when I go home tonight, I'm going to hang my fucking head out the window because it's raining, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking hang my head out the window.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite,
improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition. The Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
All right, well, that's the message. I guess Jimmy proved that he can tell a lot about by a woman by her panties. So
yeah, I'm actually pretty surprised. Yeah. To tell you.
I wasn't bullshitting either. I really did tell. I mean, I did tell the truth because obviously I am Mr. G, the truth.
All right, thank since you. You're the truth, Mr. G, I got a question for you.
Thank you.
And I want Derek to comment on this too. And I want Jimmy to also comment on this. In Mississippi, okay, they have a tradition where they still segregate the prom. So they have a white prom and a black prom.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, what? This is true. I'm 100% sure. I pulled it out of the news. What do you think about this?
This is down where south?
This is in Mississippi.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, Derek?
Well, since my father was from down south and one of my ex-girlfriends were down south, I could see it happening. I used to go there a lot. And
in 2009?
Yeah, man. I was in Alabama every month, and they're like that.
You know? You know what? What I read was that the
Mississippi's what stayed over, right?
The kids, Derek with his great geography. The kids do interracially date, but however, the parents won't pay for the prom if they don't segregate the prom. So the parents are still racist.
Isn't that where Martin Luther King got shot? Am I right or no?
No,
I don't think it was Mississippi.
I think it was Alabama.
Yeah, it was Alabama.
No, it was Mississippi, Dave.
Where was it, John?
I'm not 100%. It was around there, though. It was in the South.
Where was what?
Where was Martin Luther King shot?
I heard a black guy shot him, though. Is that true?
Wasn't he shot in Memphis?
You might be. No, Memphis is where Elvis was born, right?
We're great.
No, not Memphis.
We know our geography.
No, I'm just saying, it was down south.
You never saw Deliverance, bro? You never saw Deliverance?
No. I only went to one movie in my life. Shit. It was called Legally Blonde.
And he fell asleep.
Yo, you know, shit don't change in the South too much, man. Some areas, but not other areas.
I'll tell you what the reason is anyway. Besides that, forget the racist shit. It's about if you go to communities, you go up here, you got black communities, you got Jewish communities, you got Italian communities. So it's not a fact of being racist. It's just a fact that you want to date your own kind, more or less. I mean, and for the most part, yeah, you may see a black and white going together. But to be honest with you, for the most part, there's cultural things and differences here and there. Even though we're all American and we're all human beings, of course. But there is different cultures and stuff. And it is better if you marry someone from your own culture. It's just plain and simple. Forget about being racist.
Yeah, but nobody does that today.
It's like a hot chick.
No one cares what she is.
I think also the fact of the matter is there might be a cause if they're drinking and stuff like that. And I mean, less time. So for more, I can kind of see it. You know, I don't think it's a racial. It was done racially. You know.
I was right. It was Memphis.
Was it Memphis? Good job,
you know what
John.
I mean, yeah. I don't really think. I mean,
so you mean like when the blacks have a wedding or the whites have a wedding, they separate. You're talking about.
Well, usually they marry their own kind. I mean, you don't see how.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I mean, I don't understand.
No, that's fine.
That doesn't sound racist to me.
No, it's not racist.
It's racist to have a separate prom, Jimmy.
Why they have the Black Miss America?
Yeah,
the
prom.
America.
I can't understand that.
In other words, no black people.
It's a whole school.
A
wedding is just two people.
Listen to this. This is the funny thing. No people can go to the black people cannot go to the white prom, but the white people can go to the black prom. But of course they don't. you know, because they're not allowed. Because their parents will kill them, you know. So,
well, no, they're not going to go. I mean, because
now here's the question I have for you guys. We put that out there, you know, because we tackle all subjects on.
Yeah, but you're saying that a black can go to a white prom?
No, no, they can't.
The white can go to the
prom. Oh, they
the whites
can't.
Can go to the black prom because the black people are not racist.
You know, I gotta say something. Like, you know, when I was younger and like in the 70s and 80s, you always saw like a black guy in a white bar, like where I'm from, right?
Right.
And nobody said anything. You know, the guy was in there, and no, you know, no problems. You know, but you would never see a white guy in a black bar. How come?
I didn't go to bars in the 70s.
That's not true. I used to go to black bars.
Did you?
In Hempstead,
well,
yeah.
You're the white Biggie Smalls, that's why.
No, I used to go there because I knew one of the
guys.
Yeah,
I'm just saying for the normal. Like,
right,
like
no, that's true.
You
that
wouldn't see like a kid coming out of like that's Huntington
true.
Village.
That's true.
Going up to wine dance to hang out in a black yeah. bar. You wouldn't do that.
Probably fucking scared.
But a black
right,
person would go
like
down.
Black girls.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Unless you got balls too.
Yeah, like, I used to go to Spanish clubs. I used to like the Spanish girls when I was younger. I was the only Guinea in the club.
Yeah, but that's probably back then you were pretending
well, there
you were
was,
Spanish,
there,
right?
Like I'm saying, it was yeah. the exception. Yeah, the guys did do that, but, you know, the norm that, you know, guys wouldn't, they wouldn't go there, you know.
I wouldn't go there out of a reason just as being street smarts. You're a street guy. What the fuck? I'm going to go to somewhere where I don't know everybody and all these guys. I mean, you're not going to
I never went any place where I wasn't wanted,
that's
so
right.
I don't
right,
know.
That's
you know,
why you wouldn't go.
Chinese, black, yeah. Come on.
I'm trying to pull us back into the question I want to ask you guys, now that we've debated this. Carolyn Bryant emailed me with an interesting, I guess I could call it a modest proposal. What would happen if they ever had a, you know how they have like playoffs or things like that? What if they had like a white bodybuilding, the white bodybuilders versus the black bodybuilders in a show?
I think they should.
I mean, would that be racist? I don't know. I'm asking you.
No, I don't think it would. I would just I would look at it like who is the genetically better bodybuilders?
Or just who, you know,
I would like to see something like that.
And where would the Hispanics and Chinese go, Jimmy?
Where would they go?
Yeah,
well,
they go to mop the floors.
And that's coming from a Spanish guy. So,
well, I would say genetically, white people and black people have better aesthetically bodybuilding bodies than Spanish and Chinese and.
Really? What about like a Victor Martinez?
Yeah, because with Jimmy...
Well, there are exceptions.
Okay.
There are exceptions, but I'm talking about as a whole.
Right.
I think like black people, definitely, hands down, is aesthetically better than white people. It takes a white guy a lot harder.
No, because the blacks have the genetics and the white boys
have the brains.
That's
what the fuck I'm saying. What the fuck do you think I'm saying?
Well, you're not letting me finish. The blacks have the great genetics and the white boys are smart enough, they know the right juice, and that's why they've jacked up out of
the head. But the white boys got to work harder. You know, they got to train harder, to take more shit. They got to fucking tan, put a slap oil on where black people just look better genetically.
Because that was right with Jimmy the Greek.
And then the Spanish.
John, what do you think about Derek's enlightened view of humanity?
I'm very proud of Derek for being able to voice his opinion so eloquently.
Well, don't you remember
without
Jimmy
any
Greek?
Fear of reprisal?
Now, Jimmy, what about the Arabic people? Where would they fit in? Are they black or white?
The Arabic people?
Yeah, Jimmy, you're a racial expert.
As far as like physiques?
Well, no. Where would you put them in the black versus white contest?
I would put black people first.
No, would they be able to be classified as either black or white, or they have their own category?
No, they're in their own category, man.
There's and what no, category would
there's
that
no
be?
Doubt about it, man. They're the elite, you know. They're in their own category.
Yeah, wouldn't they be considered white?
No, not really, man.
No?
No. No, they couldn't consider them white. No.
So what about the Israelis?
Israelis probably could be considered white.
Yeah, but they're from the same area, though.
Not really, man. Arabs, you're talking about two deadly enemies. You're talking about Arabs and Jews. They didn't even get along.
Arabs are darker, so you would say black.
Arabs are darker, yeah.
Well, the Jews are from, I mean, the Israelis are from Africa. Aren't they considered Africa, John?
Yeah, that's on the continent. Yeah, Israelis
is in Africa.
Right.
You knew that, right, Jimmy?
Well, yeah.
Egypt, Africa,
but,
it's all...
They're Africans. Yeah, but they're not dark people, man. They're light-skinned people, man.
Hey, some historians think Jesus Christ was almost black.
That's true. I've seen shows like that on the History Channel. Yeah, they he was very dark.
Well, the continent of Africa is pretty much known to have pretty dark people living in it.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I've seen... I think a lot of people slept with African people. You know what I mean?
Hold on, Jimmy, you know? let me ask
the
you
Egyptians,
a question.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. Let's say you were going to build a house, and in the house, you were going to have a restaurant on the ground floor and a house upstairs. Right. Who would you hire to build the house and work in the restaurant?
Well, I hire Irish people to build the house.
Okay.
And probably today's world, I'd probably put Spanish people in a restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have the Italians build the house, huh?
If it was brick, yeah.
Brick. They do the brick.
You said a house, so I'm thinking wood.
Well, you gotta build a foundation.
Why are the Spanish people better with wood?
I would definitely have the Italians support the foundation.
All right, let me rephrase this.
Nobody else is allowed to pour the foundation anyway.
I think of five ethnic groups. Let's say Italians, Irish, Jews, blacks, and Hispanics, and name the vocations that are unique and special to those five individual ethnic types.
I'm gonna need the fucking bodyguard when I leave this joint. Well, I mean, so in other words, those ethnic groups to build a house and put a whole house together. Is that what you're saying?
Forget the house for a minute. Let's take those five groups and let's talk to discuss what they're known for. Let's take the Italians first.
I'm having a deja vu. Did I do this one time before?
I think he did this already, John.
He almost did it, but that was in another life.
Yeah. Give me one. The Spanish?
Yeah.
Let's take Italians first since they're us.
Two vocations for each.
Two vocations for Italians.
Yeah, well, I would do art, food, and concrete work.
All right, that's three. Okay, Irish.
Irish, I would do carpentry and some good beer.
All right, Jews.
My accountant and my lawyers to figure out how much I got to spend.
What about the doctors?
And a doctor, just in case I got a fucking hemorrhoid in my ass or something.
Arabs.
Arabs?
Yeah, Arabs.
That's a tough one, man.
Oil change.
As far 7-11. I guess if I want to get a pack of smokes at 7-11 or something like that, or fucking newspaper.
Or Camels.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'd have to say that.
What
pack
about
of
a
smokes,
gas station?
Or, you know, a gallon of milk. You know, maybe a fucking card for my mother, you know what I mean? You know, some kind of you go to the local stationery store. What else?
Blacks.
African-American.
Oh, I forgot. I gotta step it back. I gotta call a cab. I need a fucking ride. All right, good.
If you walk into a 7-Eleven, who's most likely to run it?
Oh, my God.
Well, it's going to be Arab or Indian or Pakistani.
Okay. And if you move to Astoria, Queens, what are you most likely to run into?
A Greek.
What are Greeks?
What about Flushing?
What about Greeks? What do they do, Jimmy?
Oh, they're great diner people, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eatering halls, too.
Yeah, anywhere.
We have the ACLU switchboard is lighting up right now.
Why? You're only telling the truth.
No, look, it's the truth, bro. It ain't knocking nobody. It's basically where the cards fall. That's basically what it's at. I mean, you go to a 7-Eleven, you're going to see an Indian or a Pakistani or an Egyptian guy. That's what you're going to see.
Blacks,
that's what they took off. Huh?
What about blacks?
Sports, hand down. That's it. You know, I want to watch a good basketball game, good football game.
Yep.
They're great athletes, man. That's what they do.
All right, I got one final news topic I want to bring up, John, before we go, because I think we're running out of time here.
The Chinese, you didn't say, though.
They had this woman, Sarah Jane Moore, okay, who was the nutcase who tried to kill Gerald Ford back in 1975.
Yeah.
I guess she's out. She's on ABC. You can watch the interview on NBC, on their website. And I have this question. You know, she's a nutcase, you know, obviously. But why do all crazy people have three names? You ever notice that? Sarah Jane Moore, John Wayne Gacy, John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald. How come the crazy serial killers or assassins always have three names?
George, Mr. G. Smalley.
You asking me?
I don't get it.
Well, usually what happens is, you know, you got a mother, father, right?
Right.
And the kid's growing up, and usually the uncle bangs him in the fucking ass. So they usually got a third name always plays into it, and the kid grows up fucked up. You know, that's why they always got
who his father is.
Yeah, right. Because there's always an incest thing going on there. Someone in the family is fucking that kid. That's my opinion. Yeah, I could be wrong, but you know that's
it
how
could
I
could be right.
I could be right.
That's good enough. Does your bodyguard want to say anything, Mr. G?
Yeah, get him in here. Get him talking, Brodsky.
Does he talk?
or is he mute?
Wait a minute, hold on, before you get to the bodyguard. What? So what do you think of that answer?
Very good answer.
I like the answer.
You like it?
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Okay, good. Lee Harvey Oswald, right?
Yeah.
All right. Lee was probably his mother. Oswald was his fucking uncle. And Harvey was his fucking father. And they all fucked the kid in the ass. And then he went berserk.
Yeah, my bodyguard will say something.
All right.
Into the mic.
Dumbo Brovsky.
Thank you.
Is he Russian?
Nice.
That's the first words I heard him speak all fucking night.
He's Italian.
I think he's Irish. What are bodyguards,
hold on,
Jimmy? Hold on, Jimmy. What are bodyguards?
Jimmy, ask him a question. Go ahead, Jimmy. Ask him a question. Go ahead, he'll answer it. I'll tell him.
How much you bench press there?
Dumbo Brovsky.
Ask him another one.
How old are you?
Dumbo Brovsky.
That's all he knows how to say.
I guess that's like when you're in military, you get captured. Jimmy, all he gives you social security number. Right?
Well, Jimmy, what nationality did you get bodyguards from predominantly?
I'd have to say today's world, definitely black people.
Black people, yeah.
Because they're usually big, you know, stocky, you know, like they're like Samoan people. They're just big people, Samoan, man. Yeah.
Yeah, Samoans are big. When I lived in Hawaii, man, those guys are huge.
John, it was...
Yeah, it's just like they're like stock, you know.
Guys, please.
John. Please. Yes.
I want to just say thank you to our sponsors before we get out of here.
Ah, good
idea. Industries. I got my bottle porn star here. I'm going to hopefully get to use it a little later tonight.
Oh, wait. I got a porn star story.
Oh, okay.
Okay. My good friends next door, my next door neighbor, he had a roommate who subsequently moved away, moved up to New York. He lives out on Long Island. He was just down for Memorial Day weekend with this hot girl that was staying with him. And you know, I have obviously no use yet for my bottles of porn star. So he said, hey, man, we got anything? He was looking for some Viagra. So I go, well, I don't have any Viagra, but, you know, they were partying all weekend. So I don't have any Viagra, but I got this, you know, porn star stuff that's supposed to be really good. So he takes the bottle home, and I said, you know, I heard you can actually give it to your girl. And his eyes light up, you know. So he goes back, takes the thing home. He calls me up the next day. He goes, bro, what was that shit? And I go, porn star. He goes, my girl was all over the place. She was banged me all night long, up the wall, down across the ceiling, down the other side. Insatiable. You couldn't keep, no matter what, she was ready to go. 50 times, I couldn't do her enough.
Wow.
Dave,
wow.
Give me some of those.
John, Derek, you don't, you're being celibate, I thought, Derek.
John, what's in it? Does it have the same ingredients as maybe Viagra or Cialis?
I don't know what's in it. All I can tell you is Arthur L. Ray's got a gold mine on his hands with that stuff because...
Let me see that, Dave.
He told me this girl was absolutely out of her mind, insatiable, nymphomaniac on that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. So.
Oh, you see that, Jimmy?
Oh, he gave the girl that stuff.
Yeah, he gave the girl. Oh, he gave it to the girl. He took it too, but he said the girl went berserk.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. I didn't know
who could read that fucking bottle, man?
Jimmy, what do you think about
this? I need a fucking binoculars.
Jimmy, what do you
thing.
Think about this? Did you watch American Idol?
I didn't watch it this last time.
Anyone here watch it?
My family.
Susan
bullshit.
Boyle, you mean?
No, forget it. Never mind. I'm not even going to ask you guys about it.
I watched.
No, but Colette made us know who did win.
Yeah, there was a kid that lost to another guy, and they think it was because he was gay, and now they're accusing of AT&T.
Was that the kid with the flip black
hair?
Yeah,
yeah. They're accusing AT&T of actually giving people cell phones and teaching them how to send what's called like mass text messages, where they actually send 10 text messages at one time,
right,
to vote for the other kid to make sure that the other kid didn't win because AT&T was the sponsor of the competition.
Doesn't even matter. That's bullshit. The second,
you believe that, Jimmy?
That kid was.
Yeah, I believe that. Why not, man?
Do you think there's anything wrong with having an outwardly gay American Idol?
No, why not? I mean, what the fuck, what are you kidding me, man? How many fucking gay artists are out there?
Would you have voted for him, or would you have voted for the other kid?
No, I would have voted for him. Yeah,
you would have.
I kind of liked him.
Yeah. It was unreal.
Yeah, I thought it was great, man.
I got a question.
I liked his look and everything, man. I thought it was pretty
good. How do you know by markings on a guy if he's gay or not?
Markings?
By his yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, what's he got, like two fucking stripes on his arm or something? What do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean markings? Like what?
But if he has a tattoo.
A triangle on his fucking cheek?
The placing of a tattoo. If
oh, the placing of a tattoo.
Placing of a tattoo.
What happened with the rings? They used to do the handkerchiefs hanging out of the with a pocket.
But how could you tell if a guy's gay by the placing of a tattoo?
I have no idea.
On the back.
on the back. If a guy has a back tattoo.
A lower
You mean
back.
On the lower, lower back?
On the lower back, yeah.
Who does that mean?
Well, that's the yeah. What is it? A chick gets it because you're gonna fuck her from behind and look at the tattoo. It's gonna turn you on. So guys fuck from behind, so they're gonna want to look at the tattoo.
I was thinking about getting a tattoo.
And
on my back.
George, you know this how?
Because I actually have a couple clients that have tattoos.
He's seen a few of those back. In his day. You
know, guys,
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I got nothing to say about that.
I have a headache. I think that's enough, John. Have you had enough?
Well, he's a hairdresser too.
I honestly think we spent way too much time on the panties. I think we could have.
I didn't believe Jimmy. I had to see that for myself. And
that's not my fault, John.
I was just gonna finish my statement. Although I feel we did spend a little too much time on it, I must say that I am pretty damn impressed with the Bull's ability, and I have a new. Found respect for Jimmy the Bull. I used to think he always surprises me, Jimmy, from his weightlifting feats to his classical music playing abilities on the piano, the guitar. Now I find out he can tell what side of the road you drive on by sniffing your underwear.
I got a great idea, John.
It was like a hound. He must be there.
Hold on, I got a great idea.
Yeah,
Jimmy,
he brought five fucking pairs in, John. Jimmy, if he brought two.
You know what I want to do? I want to take Jimmy the Bull to the New York Stock Exchange. And I want to take $10,000 and put it on an account and get him to day trade. And I'll bet you he makes us a fortune.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know one way you can make some money, Jimmy. You could start, Colette will build your website, where if anyone thinks their wife is cheating on him, they bring the panties to you. You sniff them, and you could tell them exactly what they've been doing. If they've been banging other guys.
Oh, yeah. I could. I definitely could.
Penny sniffer.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah. It would save them a fortune on going to a private investigator.
That's all about the chemical reaction.
He's confident. He is confident. Instead of private investigator, panty investigator. Yeah. PI.
That's right. It's like analysis. It's like sending it to the lab.
I would need a few pairs of her underwear, though.
Right. Well, but what
because
if she
because you know, some she wore and some she wore when she was fucking.
Gotcha. Right.
All right. So I need a few.
You have to collect a couple specimens.
I gotta sniff them out.
I gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Well, if anyone's interested in Jimmy figuring out if their wife or girlfriend is cheating on him, you have a website or email address, Jimmy?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right. What is it?
IronBullJP@AOL.com.
All right. Well, email Jimmy. And you guys can negotiate the fee, rxmuscle.com, and after hours only takes a 10% cut of Jimmy's profits.
He also does gay guys too, because he did detect ass.
Oh, you can do gay guys too, Jimmy?
He sniffed the ass on there, so we can know if the guys fucking under their ass.
That's true.
Yeah, he doesn't really like that. That's a lot more money, guys.
Gays pay good.
Yeah.
Gays are good payers.
You know, right?
Oh, for fact.
He does gay.
Derek knows that.
Gays are the best payers.
That's, he's not going to like that. He's going to go crazy now. He left
Derek,
the room.
How many gays do you have on your site?
He left,
He went
John.
To the bathroom just as you said that. That's so funny.
I love when he talks about his gay clients.
What, gays are the best at Chelsea, man? You, how much money you make training?
But I don't want to know if they... Because gays do cheat. That's a normal thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They're a guy. We want to fuck
that's
everything
we
see.
That's what I'm saying. But usually gay couples, the guys, they fuck around a lot, man. You know, but you talk about a man and a woman married, that's different.
We have a lot of gay listeners to the show, too. They like it.
That's okay. I got nothing against gay people. I got gay friends.
I love gay friends.
Yeah, I like them.
All right, let's take us out of here, John.
Look, we have fucking all these right. things around my neck.
Guys, thanks for stopping by my house and bringing all the fun with you. But we're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the hosts of After Hours with the Whack Pack.
We're also members!
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RxMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RxMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. Michael Bob in the body.